Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillment of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Psalm 142 and 1 says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him, I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path, and the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me tonight? Hallelujah. My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, hallelujah. I thank you, dear Lord, for the pouring out of your Spirit upon this house this morning. And for your anointing tonight, dear God, upon the service. I thank you, dear Lord, for your presence. I thank you for the call. I thank you, dear God, for the anointing. I thank you, dear Lord, for grace and mercy. I thank you that you have written our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And on that day, we will spend eternity in heaven with you forever. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I ask you, bless this word as it comes forward. Bless me, dear God, to bring forth this word. Anoint me that I might bring it forth, dear God, in a way that would glorify and uplift your name and be pleasing in your ears in the throne room of grace. And Father, I ask that you would also let it go out over the internet and throughout this building, and all those under the sound of my voice might be blessed from it. They might grow from it, and their souls and spirits might be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name, I thank you and pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You can be seated. Glory to God. You know, not many people realize that this passage of Scripture is a foretelling of the crucifixion. Jesus was there, and it's when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, when I noticed my path and the way wherein I walk, they have laid a snare for me. They laid snares for Jesus to trap him into being crucified. He said, I looked on my right hand, beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. As he hung there, you know he felt alone, left, abandoned. Because even he cried out, Lama, lama, ama sabachthani. Or Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Which is interpreted, my father, why hast thou forsaken me? Can you imagine the Lord of all the universe feeling alone and without comfort? I know you can imagine it, because at some times in our lives, all of us experience times when we feel all alone. Praise the Lord. Some people feel that way quite frequently. Some people feel that way all the time. They know that they're going through. And sometimes they feel like there ain't nobody there that cares about them. Did you know that? I'm going to say something that is going to make some folks mad. I love you. But in a whole lot of churches, you could go in there and feel like nobody cares about you. I have been to some churches where I didn't not only feel like they didn't care about me, but I felt like they wanted me to die. Amen? Hallelujah. I don't understand how that could be true. If somebody could call themselves a child of God and not love the people that come in the door. That's the first thing Sister Renee and I realized about this church when we came to visit for our interview service almost 12 years ago now. We found out that the people here love one another. And the amazing thing is that we've only got one person left in this church now that was here when we got here. Everybody wave at Sister Sandra. But everybody that came in, and most everybody that has gone out, with all those turnovers, all that changeover, when you come in this building, you become part of that family. You become part of that family that loves each other. And we still have a heart, a church that has a heart for people, that we love them when they come in the door. I can feel it every time I come here. And I can't tell you how many visitors we've had come in the door that have said to me, I feel like I was at home. I feel like I was with my family. Because you are. Here at Haven of Hope, you are not alone. The Lord has put this church here so that you would have a place to find hope. That's why 9 years ago, he spoke to my heart. And he called this, we were looking for a new name for the church. The church had a bad reputation. The church was doing bad all through the state, all through the community. We were looking for a new name, and I went over a bunch of them. I was good at finding names for churches. I was good at it, but I couldn't find one to suit this place to save my life. I was working on it for months, and then one night in the middle of a message, I was preaching right down there on the floor. And when I got down there, the Lord said, this shall be a haven of hope. And it's just rung right through my heart. And I said, praise God. And we have been called the Haven of Hope Church ever since. Here at Haven of Hope, you're not alone. The Lord put this church here. We have been put here. This church has been here in October. We will have been here 45 years. In October, we're having a 45-year anniversary.
That's older than you are.
Oh, thank you, son. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. But the Lord put this place here all those years ago and held it in his pocket, held it in his hand. Until such a time as this, so that people could come in the door. Those that were lost and without hope. Those that had no hope. No peace, could come in and find the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Romans 5 and 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. The whole point behind this message tonight is not to pump up the Haven of Hope Church. I just added that in. The whole point behind this message tonight is that the Lord wants you to know that he loves you. He wants you to feel his love. He wants you to feel his agape. You know, we use that word agape love a whole lot, and sometimes we don't define what it is. But God has an agape love for you. God has an unconditional and enduring love for all human beings. It's a love that is given whether or not you give it back. God loves you whether you serve him or you don't. God loves you whether you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. Oh, but Brother Mac, if he loves me, I can't go to hell. Oh, no, no, no. He loves you. He loves you so much, he gave you a free ticket to miss hell. He gave you a free ticket to ride that train to heaven. But it's your choice whether or not to use it. It's your choice whether or not to accept it. God loves you, but you can choose not to accept his love. His agape love is strong. It's a love without any self-benefit. And the Lord wants you to feel his warmth, the closeness, the unity of that love. And it's here. Psalm 23 and 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If there was ever a verse in the scriptures that screamed at me without saying so, it does, nowhere in there does it say, I love you, from God. But this chapter, it screams just how much God loves you. Because he spends all this effort letting you know just how much he's taking care of you. Right. Hallelujah. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He sets you up in victory and makes your enemies watch it. You anoint my head with oil. We was talking about tonight, your cup running over. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. My cup runs over.
Praise God.
Because the love of God is shed upon my soul. Yes. John 15 and 7, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide by my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Jesus is saying, I love you, and no man has a greater love for you than I do. Amen. There is a love that loves like no other. When I first met Sister Renee, now I have been in love before. Y'all all been in love before. But the love I had when I met Sister Renee absolutely floored and captured me. I have been over it. I've said it to you so many times that when we're apart, it feels like there's a cinder block sitting on my heart, pressing down. And it stays that way until we're together again. And it's been that way since I first met her. When we first got married and I had to go and leave and do crusades and revivals, I was devastated until I got home. Now, God blessed me. God anointed me. I went out and did the will of the Lord, but I couldn't wait to get home. There's a love that is so strong and so true that no human knows how to show it. It's a love that's powered by the supernatural. A love that is so big, so immense, that it cannot be explained and it cannot be contained. That's a love upon which Pentecost is founded. Without that great love that God has poured out through the Holy Ghost and through the power of Jesus Christ, Pentecost wouldn't be as vibrant as it is today. It is this love, the love of an all-knowing, all-being, all-powerful God. A love so powerful, only He can hold it and only He can show it. And it is a love that He created Himself. Just so, I want you to think about this now. This great and immense love that no man can do, that no man can hold, no man can show. God made it just so He could show you how much He loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. A love for us that is even higher than His love for the angels. Hebrews 1, 13 and 14 says, but to which of the angels said He at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thee mine enemies? Make thine enemies thy footstool? Or are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? The angels are ministers, or another word is servants. Of us. A love so powerful that its very breath being breathed upon man can bring a drunk to sobriety. You know how many times drunk men have walked into a revival service, fell in an altar of prayer, and the power of God fell on them and they sobered up like that? A love so powerful that it'll deliver the addict out of addiction. Hello. Come on, addicts, it's been delivered out of addiction. Praise the name of Jesus. It'll fill an empty heart with a love so immense it cannot be contained. It's a love that writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. And it reserves your place. Oh, I love it. It reserves your place in the mansions of glory. Mason. And that love brings the Lord to wherever you are, every moment of every hour of your life. I don't care how alone you feel. I don't care how lonely you think you might be. You need only open the ears of your heart. Amen. You need only open your heart to the very presence of God, because He is always, always with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you bow your heads with me? I don't know if anyone came in tonight feeling alone, or I don't know if anybody felt that. What I do know is there have been times in your life, somebody in here or somebody watching, there have been times in your life where you did feel that, and it's been recently. You felt as though you were all alone. You looked to your right hand and lo, there was no man that loved or cared about you. You didn't know what you were going to do. You didn't have any idea what was going to happen. You may or you may not have cried out unto the Lord. Right now, I want you to know the Lord is calling out to you. He is saying, seek me out. The Lord is calling out to you, and He is saying, my child, I am here. I have always been here. I have always been right by your side. Reach out to me, and I am there. His word says to us, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. If you're going through, if you're having turmoils or trials, it's time for you to come to where He's with you. And He wants you to have peace. He wants you to have comfort. He wants you to have that love and that joy. He wants you to have comfort in your soul. Tonight, if you're here and He's calling out to you, you can feel Him calling out to you. This altar is open. Would you come? Would you come and just give it all to Him? You might be carrying a burden. You might be carrying a trial. You might be fighting a battle. You might be facing trials. The Lord is calling out to you tonight. We thank you, Jesus, for your love and grace and mercy. Hallelujah. We've got one more thing to do. Everybody show me your right hand. Olivia, you want to help me tonight? Come stand down front, baby. Can you lead this prayer? All right, everybody follow Olivia.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sins.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.